From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Across the United States, there are preparations to say goodbye to 2016 and ring in the new year. In his last weekly radio address of the year, President Obama reflected on the last 8 years as he prepares to leave office.
Almost every country on earth sees America as stronger and more respected today than they did 8 years ago. And marriage equality is finally a reality from coast to coast. We have made extraordinary progress as a country these past 8 years. And here's the thing. None of it was inevitable. It was the result of tough choices we made and the result of your hard work and resilience.
He cited the recession, consistent job losses, and nearly 180,000 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan as challenges faced when he took office in 2009, but said that now, 8 years later, America tells a different story. The president said that during his administration, the economic recession had turned into a recovery. Millions of jobs created. Al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden taken out by American forces. And 165,000 troops had come back home. The president will meet with Democrats in Congress Wednesday to discuss ways to protect his signature health care law since Republicans have threatened to repeal it. President and Democratic lawmakers hope to devise a strategy to delay the Republican-controlled House and Senate from repealing much of the Affordable Care Act without providing a replacement plan. House Republicans in Congress have voted numerous times to repeal all or parts of the law, which was not taken up by the Senate. And while campaigning, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to gut the bill. Republicans have indicated that they'll do the same. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded in central Baghdad this Saturday, killing at least 25 people. At least 50 people were wounded in the attack. And they say the death toll is likely to rise. And Reuters reports a suicide bomber detonated one of the bombs while the other was a planted explosive. Ahmed Ahmed is with the paramedics who responded to the blast. He said, when we heard the explosion, we came and we found people wounded and killed and asked, why does this happen in Iraq? There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State militants usually claim such bombings. The United Nations Security Council is to vote on a resolution that would endorse the ceasefire agreement in Syria brokered by Russia and Turkey. The draft resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. It says a meeting scheduled for late January between the Syrian government and opposition will be an important part of the Syrian-led political process aided by the United Nations. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where the ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in some areas. Brazilian police say the Greek ambassador to Brazil, who was last seen alive Monday, was murdered by his Brazilian wife and her police officer boyfriend, who has confessed to the killing. Investigators say that the body found, believed to be that of diplomat Kyriakos Emeritus, in a burned-out rental car in the rough Rio de Janeiro neighborhood. The couple had been vacationing there, and the ambassador was due to return to work January 9th. His wife reported to police Wednesday that her husband had left the house Monday night and not returned. Investigators said Friday they found blood they believe was from the ambassador on the couch of the house where the couple had been staying. Police officer Sergio Moreira confessed to the murder, saying he killed the ambassador at the home late Monday and then moved the corpse to the car, where it was later driven to the spot where it was found and burned. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for how he is handling new sanctions imposed on Moscow by President Obama for what the White House describes as interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. Mr. Trump will become the next U.S. president January 20th and tweeted, "Great move on delay," referring to Putin's decision. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.